All right, everybody, welcome back to the Bellied Up Podcast. We are here at Zad's here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Charlie, how you feeling, buddy?
Miles, I'm feeling good. It's a nice day.
We got the windows and the doors open here.
Yeah, summer in Milwaukee. Can't do this all year round, that's for sure. It gets a little bit nippy, you know.
You know what I like about Milwaukee?
What's that?
When you're walking around, you just get the sweet sounds of seagulls. It gives you that real I'm on the ocean feel, but you're just on a lake.
Nah, you're on the west coast.
Yeah,
Michigan.
Close your eyes. I'm at Myrtle Beach.
Exactly. Yeah, we do have a lot of seagulls. Some great red-breasted mergansers come through here in the spring, and you should see their courtship dance. I've talked about that on the podcast before. Let me ask you, on this trip, I think it's one of your first summer trips in Milwaukee. Did you see the sights? Did you get a picture with the bronze fawns at all?
I have not. We maybe have to swing in there before I leave.
You know, I do want to applaud you, though. Last night we all went out to dinner, and I really want to applaud you, Miles. I think it was unfairly put upon you to be the decider of what the table would eat. We decided on family style. Actually, you decided that. And then the next question
was also funny. Before that, even you texted me and you gave me some options on food.
Yeah.
And I actually heard you last night say you guys decided Chinese food.
Yeah.
I decided Chinese food. I didn't ask anyone else.
Wow. That was all you. Huh?
I had a full evening of decisions and I just owned up to it.
You know, I do like that about you. I will say, I mean, you're a guy who just says things. It could be the wrong answer, but you just say it. Just comes out of your mouth.
Yeah, we can always adjust after.
We can. Yeah, you can always, but a lot of times it's sort of the procrastination, or what's it called? When you can't make a decision and then it screws
paralysis
you.
By analysis.
Analysis paralysis.
Yeah.
You got it wrong.
That's way better. That's way better.
See, you said it wrong initially, but then we got the right one quicker than both of us trying to think of the exact right one first off.
Exactly.
So anyway, then it came time for you to order for the table. Now, if I had that, I'd be asking people, you know, it'd be a hard kind of thing. But you just kind of said, all right. And then you just popped up a bunch of stuff. You gave it to our waitress. And then you know what she said? She said, that's a nice smattering.
And I had no idea what smattering meant.
I said, you got to know what smattering. It's like smorgasbord.
Okay. Well, I know that. Now you're speaking my language.
Now that's a
language
hat.
Is smattering.
That's a hat. That's a nice smattering. You know, I mean, it's just what you say if it's a good smorgasbord.
But what? Where is
it? It's from English.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's our origins are probably somewhere in Norwegia. You know?
Yeah. Do you know how to spell smorgasbord?
Sure. Smorgasbord.
Yep.
Exactly.
Nailed it. Yeah. Now, if anyone else is in a situation where they've been tasked with ordering family style for the whole table, which is a very common occurrence, you know?
Yeah.
The biggest thing is you got to read the room. That's number one. You got to look into everyone's eyes. You can kind of tell what they're feeling. The eyes tell you how hungry someone is.
Yeah, how hungry and how specific. You know, if you announce to the table, okay, I'll order. Does anyone have any thoughts? If they're not looking at the menu, you know you got the green. But if someone's like digging through the menu a little bit, they either have a dietary restriction or they some's really catching their eye.
Yeah.
You want to double check with them, I think.
Well, and the biggest thing is always to get a variety, because if you get a variety, you're going to hit it all. So we went with some egg rolls to start, you know, even if you don't like egg rolls, more food's coming.
Sure.
And you don't have to eat a bunch of them. You can just cut them up. Then you also, the idea was get some chicken and some beef.
Yes.
Just in case someone's not a red meat type of person.
Yeah.
But then also get two types of chicken, one regular flavors and another one a little spicier.
Oh, yeah. And last night, the spicy was spicy.
Yeah, you know? I almost murdered my wife with the spicy chicken.
She was tearing up, man.
What is wild is she actually handles spice better than me. So she must have got a spicy piece of chicken.
She did handle it like a champ. She was like, she really said she thought she got a seed. But I saw the tears welling up in her eyes and she was just like sucking them back in. She didn't want anyone to see her.
Yeah, she actually hot. Yeah. I mean, I've never seen her like that, but
you've never seen her get that hot.
Luckily, in a crisis, I made quick decisions yet again.
Yeah.
You know, it was my decision night.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, it's hot. Everyone would probably go towards, you got to drink some milk. You don't want to drink water, right?
Right.
Well, we're at a Chinese restaurant. It's kind of weird to order milk, I feel like, at a restaurant in that situation.
Yeah.
Plus, it's going to be a while before you get it.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, hey, has anyone got any mint gum?
Oh, that was your idea?
Oh, yeah.
Was it?
And turns out that mint gum will actually make your mouth not feel spicy and hot anymore.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I may have uncovered a new thing. I've never heard that before, okay. But I was just like, because you know when you have mint gum and then you drink water and your mouth gets really cold?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I applied the same logic to this and she put a piece of mint gum in and she was back to normal in 30 seconds.
You are just a
I was
savior.
Yeah, I was dialed in last night.
Maybe, you know, yeah, I mean, I almost feel like this is Miles' first miracle.
Yeah,
I mean, you got the hair too. Yeah,
there we go.
You got a Midwest Jesus vibe going.
So if any of the listeners, let me know. Maybe this isn't an original idea with the mint gum, but
yeah. And I like how we're asking our listeners as opposed to just Googling it right now, but we're at the bar. We're not on our phones.
Yeah.
We're
trying to be in the moment here, Charlie.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, we had a good dinner.
We did have a good dinner. That was nice. Went out for a couple of drinks after, a couple concoctions, libations, and I called it a night first. I did, and I'm proud of that. I had to go to bed. I was.
You're getting old.
I like to think I'm living within my limits.
Okay.
I like to think I'm listening to my body. But, as the world turns around the sun, I can't stop it. So, yeah, I've ticked up a few years in the age thing, Miles. I'm your senior.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you have it.
Yeah. He actually got a senior citizen discount at the bar, too.
That's false. And I'm actually more than a couple years away from that discount. Although when it happens, I'm not going to turn it down.
No, I would never. Yeah, maybe even like when you have the kid who's like 13 and he lies and says he's 10 to get the free meal at the restaurant.
I'll be pushing it come 50.
Like 50.
I'll be like, I was just seeing, and if I live a little harder, I'll look 55 when I'm 50.
Yeah. And maybe just put like, actually start like putting some gray hairs in your hair, like get some gray dye.
There
you
go.
Get the senior citizen discount.
Nah, but I'd have to pay for the dye.
That's true.
So
wash at that point. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
Well, should we take some callers?
I think we should. Hello. Who are we talking to?
This is Braden.
Hey, Braden, how you doing? Where are you calling in from?
Oh, my goodness. This is great. I'm from Gresham, Oregon, right outside Portland.
Oh, sure.
Well, what are you up to today?
Oh, just trying to distract myself from doing some college homework right now.
Okay, so you're a student. What are you going to school for?
Business and sports administration right now.
Okay, what's the dream job for you?
Athletic director would be dope.
Nice.
At a college?
Yeah, college. Really anywhere.
Well, I think that sounds pretty cool, actually. That would be pretty fun. I think in that industry, it's all about who you know. So make sure you're networking, I think, is the key.
Oh, definitely. Always on Indeed. Or LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Not a sponsor.
Yeah.
So what's on your mind today? What's on your mind?
Oh, my best friend of 3 years got this girlfriend, low-key a stripper, and she's taking all my time from me.
Well, I can see why.
Okay.
Low-key a stripper or an actual stripper?
An actual stripper, but, we don't like to talk about it.
Well, first of all, let's get the terminology right, okay? This is an exotic dance professional.
Thank you, Charlie.
Seriously.
Let's put some respect in out there.
It is a skill. The job is takes a while to get there. You don't just take your clothes off and, now you're working. No, there's a lot of athleticism in the profession. So let's give them the respect they deserve. How long has he been dating this stripper?
Ooh, probably about 5-6 months now.
Okay. So I'm guessing that he fell in love with a stripper, much like our boy T-Pain said.
Mm-hmm.
Is that accurate? Did he go to the strip club and fall in love, and next thing you know, or they meet at church?
No, crazy. They are both security guards together.
God, this is awesome. This is a movie right here. I love it. Okay, so she is the most badass exotic dance professional I think I've ever heard of in my life. She's by day a security guard. By night, she just walks in with the same security guard attire and just loses it.
Yeah, I was going to say, is she zip off the bottom of her pants before she goes on stage and she's just, that's boom. That's her theme or what?
I love it. Hey, is your buddy?
Oh, that would be awesome. I wish.
How often do you frequent this strip club then?
Yeah. Have you seen her perform?
I have not. No, never been to a strip club.
Okay. Are you morally opposed to strip clubs?
No, just haven't been to one. My buddy was trying to take me to it one time, and we just didn't go.
They're expensive, and sometimes they don't really treat their exotic dance professionals right, depending on the club. I think they're unionizing in California now.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Dancers. Yeah. I think they should unionize. Also, some of those strip club owners suck.
I don't really keep stripper tickets on me very much. I'm more of a credit card guy.
Okay. Good for you.
Stripper tickets. I like it. So walk me through this. Let's say your buddy is like, hey, I want to go see my girlfriend. You want to go to a strip club? Are you go there and she gets up on stage? How are you feeling about that? Are you trying to pretend to like just look at the ceiling and just so that your buddy doesn't catch you, you know, your eyeballs in the wrong place, or what's your plan on that?
Ooh, man, I haven't even thought about that. I might just have to take a couple glances and pretend I'm on TikTok or something watching you guys.
You can't be on your phone. Yeah.
He has never been to a strip club, you can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no phone. What's your move?
Uh-oh. I mean,
you are gonna catch a few glances is what he said.
Oh yeah. she's attractive, but I can't disrespect my boy like that.
Okay. So
there may be some jealousy going on in this friendship.
Yeah. What is the real issue? You're losing time with him because he's started dating this gal. And really, it doesn't matter what her profession is. It's just your buddy's got a gal now, and you're seeing less and less of him. Is that the heart of this?
Yeah. What's that?
Is that the heart that you're just seeing less and less of your buddy? I mean, does it, you know, you could have called in and said, I have a problem. I'm seeing less and less of my buddy. He's dating a security guard.
Yeah, you could have said that.
Makes a less good video title.
Yeah,
so we're happy you said what you said, but you know.
Well, here's a question for him. Would it matter if she was a stripper or not in this situation? Or is it more so that he just has a girlfriend now?
Yeah.
Or is the stripper relevant here? Is he spending too much time, you know, late at night and he's groggy in the morning or what?
The stripper part's just a funny detail of it. This is the first time in our friendship that either of us has had a girlfriend, and we used to hang out like 4 or 5 times a week. Now it's maybe once a month. It's kind of tough.
Oh, yeah. He's really deep into it right now. You know, it's kind of that the other can do no wrong kind of thing, you know. And so he's all about hanging out with her. It's a new thing. You're going to have to kind of this will equalize over time. It will.
Well, I think it's also, this is kind of a tough pill to swallow that you guys are just getting older. You know, it's no longer Saturdays for the boys every single day. It's going to have to just be every other Saturday from now on.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
Oh, yeah.
So, time out. You guys used to hang out 4 or 5 nights a week. What would you do?
Smoke some devil's lettuce, drink some tall boys, and just have a good time.
Playing NHL, I imagine.
Oh yeah, definitely play some Madden.
Yep, there you go.
Now, I have another solution as opposed to just eat your tough fiber full cereal of getting older. What if What is this security guard / dancer's name? And we can go with stage name.
Man, I actually don't know that because I don't really want to know too much about her because I don't really care. And I don't even think I think it's like a Maya or something.
Okay.
Have you met her?
I've not met her, no, because...
That might be a big red flag.
I haven't met her.
Yeah, I mean, well, it also, though, sounds like you said you don't care. Maybe you're giving off vibes to your buddy that you don't support his relationship, and maybe that's why he's not coming around as much.
That could be.
Well, maybe. But we do talk about her all the time, because she's toxic as hell. She's always flipping out on him. Seems like they're always on a break, but it's funny, the break only lasts for maybe a day.
Yeah.
So I feel bad for him. He's always going through stuff.
Well, so are you the shoulder that he cries on when they do break up? Is that when you see him?
Usually right now, yeah.
Well, maybe you got to take that away from him and say, hey, man, I've noticed that you're only coming to me when she pisses you off, and I thought we were better friends than that. So maybe next time you need a shoulder to cry on, look elsewhere. And that might change his tune a little bit.
Yeah, you might give him that ultimatum. Now, I am curious as well. Have you ever seen a picture? Have you seen the two of them in a picture together at all? Do you know what she looks like?
Oh, yes, I do. I've seen a ton of selfies. They love to take selfies.
Oh, I get. Okay, selfies together. Are they posting them all over social media?
Snapchat, Instagram all the time.
Okay, so she is real. Okay, because I thought for a second that maybe he was inventing the girlfriend thing and maybe he just found a new best friend, you know, and he wanted to hide that from you.
Oh, yeah, that'd be tough.
Yeah. that would be a tough one. So I'm glad that this is real, that these facts are checking out. Okay, one more thing. I mean, this could be another way to go. Does Maya, you said Maya, right?
Yep.
Does Maya have a friend either in the security profession or the exotic dance profession or just a friend that perhaps, you know, you yourself could find a gal if you swing that way, you know?
Ooh, she does have a older sister.
Okay. All right. Now this move, the plot thickens. This is great. I mean, this is like... this is like a matinee, a TBS matinee classic.
Yeah, I'm watching. I mean, first step is you got to meet her. You know, you got to tell your buddy, hey, I need to meet this gal so that I can maybe get a fling with her older sister.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't think she wants to meet me because I'm kind of surprised I haven't met her yet.
Oh, so you think that she doesn't like you?
I think so. I think she might be one of those... she likes to just lay low type of gals, you know, doesn't really like to go out much except work and hang out with her friends.
Okay. Well, I guess I don't really know what else to tell you, man. I think that I don't want to put words in anyone's mouth, but it sounds like it's not going to last forever. If they're breaking up every other week and all that. So I think your buddy might just be going what we call through a phase.
Yeah.
He might just be going through a phase. He fell in love in a strip club / the security.
Yeah, I think he fell in love at work.
Yeah.
Is that right?
In the locker room.
Yeah. It's a workplace romance. Do you know if he's seen her perform?
I don't think so because he doesn't care that she does it, but he's also not a fan of it. So I don't think he's gone to the strip club.
Got it. Yeah.
I think I honestly think you just got to wait it out. I think that sounds like what's going to happen here.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait it out. I mean, or see if she has a friend. You know, I mean, I'm holding out hope that she's got a friend, you know, and that it can all work out. But realistically, the writing is on the wall. She is in a profession where she's meeting a lot of other fellas on a very regular basis. And there's a good chance that one of them fellas might fall in love with her in her workplace. And there might be a lot of temptation there. I'm just spitballing. They're already. It's not going good. So give it another month or so and call us back with an update on that.
I will. Thank you guys so much for taking my call. I never thought I was going to get on. I've been trying for months. Thank you.
Well, we're happy that you kept trying. Thank you very much. And you keep her moving and tell your buddy and Maya we says hi, okay?
All right. Thank you. You tell you folks I say hi.
All right. Will do, my guy. Bye-bye now.
Have a good one.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of red flags going on in this situation, I think, Charlie.
Yeah.
Never met her. He tried to act like he didn't know her name. He definitely knew her name.
Mm-hmm. He's been...
The breaking up and getting back together constantly. He his buddy said he doesn't like that she's a stripper.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one
because
there's good money in the exotic dance profession, and it's tough to give that up, you know, especially if you're good at what you do. And I knew, you know, one of my friends at one point was in that profession and really loved it. Great money, great workout. You know, so, you know, if you really like it, it's tough. Some people, it's not their thing and they are trying to get out. But it sounds like she's got another job. So she has options to get out.
And might just be her passion.
It might be her passion. And who am I to say don't do your passion? Not in this world. We only get one shot around this sun.
Yeah.
You know,
we're all going to die, Charlie.
We are all dying.
Yeah.
Miles, slowly, but we're all living.
Yeah, but don't forget to live, too.
Don't forget to live. We're all dying, but don't forget to live. No, we're all dying, but don't stop living. That's a hat. Put that on a hat with a period at the end of it.
Okay.
All right. Should we take our next call?
I think we should.
Okay.
Holy cow, am I on?
Oh, my gosh, you're on. Holy cow, who is this?
Oh, this is Sarah.
Sarah, how you doing, Sarah? Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Tosa.
Wauwatosa?
Wauwatosa, Wisconsin.
Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. Okay. All right. I know Wauwatosa. What's cooking in Wauwatosa? Just outside of Milwaukee, for those of you who don't know. Milwaukee County, but just outside of Milwaukee. What's going on in Tosa?
That is correct. Well, I'm wondering if you've seen the Tosa turkeys around town.
Oh, all right, Miles, let me explain this to you. I've seen the Tosa turkeys. The Tosa turkeys is this gang of, imagine like a badass biker gang, minus the bikes, and they're turkeys.
Okay.
They walk around Wauwatosa like they own the place. No one's going to hunt them. They know they will stop traffic. Like, there will be a line half a mile long of cars waiting for these turkeys to cross. And the Tom is just sitting there looking at you like, go, I dare you. You know, they'll chase pedestrians, the whole deal. Am I getting this right?
You are spot on. You're spot on. And they rotate places. They go through Pick and Save, then they go up to the Ace Hardware, and then they work their way down the left around town. I'm wondering, though, some of them have disappeared.
Okay. Well, sounds like we got ourselves a conspiracy theory about the turkeys.
Yeah, where do you think? Now, which one disappeared? Was it a hen, a Tom, a Jake? Which one left? Which one?
I'm not even sure. My mom even heard that maybe they were taken out. She just could not agree with that. She said then to take them out to the wild. Why do we have... Because we heard Tosa did something with them.
Oh, okay.
And then a new gang reappeared. So they do keep coming back.
You know, and that's what you got to remember when you're trying to control these turkeys. I tell you what, you can take out the gang leader, but, you know, another gang is going to come in and fill their place. You know, they're filling that void.
They're like cockroaches in that sense.
In a lot of respect,
The only things that are going to survive nuclear war are the cockroaches and the turkeys in this town.
It's exactly right. It's just going to be them and a bunch of cigarette butts hanging around.
So you're calling in because you're wondering what you guys should be doing in the town to help control these turkeys or what?
Or do you like the turkeys and you're upset?
Well, I'm also just wondering, do other towns have the same issue?
Well, yeah, you know what? I'll tell you a story. I think this is up in Kaukauna, Wisconsin. I think I saw this video a couple of years ago. You can actually Google it. There's a little boy Actually, about, I want to say, 8, 9 years old, he gets off the school bus. He's walking back to his house, and lo and behold, encountered a turkey. And that turkey was a little territorial. And that turkey started chasing that boy down the road. So the video is of a turkey racing after this boy who's in his backpack, has his lunchbox in his hand, and he's just racing from this turkey. I mean, they are ferocious animals. You know, they will get after you, especially if you encroach on their territory. So I do think that this is not an everywhere problem, but an every other where problem. You know, it's getting around. Yeah, so a lot of people can resonate with
it. It seems bad. Like, people are starting to get, like, really upset about it. So when you say they detour traffic, they, like, severely down State Street, people have to go, like, all the way around. And it's one way each way.
Now, there's some people who would argue that maybe the turkeys were there first. You know, maybe you encroached on their land and put up a road down the middle. And they're, like, just like, hey, this is my home that you guys paved over.
Maybe it is that reminder that synergy between progress and you know, the world as it was. Can it coexist? And, you know, I think we got to find ways to do that more.
So what would you do with the turkeys if you were going to maybe not eliminate the problem, but if you were going to come up with a solution? What do you got on your mind that you guys could maybe do to not stop traffic?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe we could take them out to Waukesha or out in the country.
Okay, so you want to capture them and release them somewhere else, but they probably are going to come back.
Yeah, the thing about turkeys is they got wings. So, you know, you're going to have to take them outside of their flying zone. But the thing about turkeys, they got feet too. So, you know, you can only do so much. If they want to come back home, they do have the means. Might be a few days journey, but where there's a will, there's a way.
All right. Yeah, I have no solution. I don't even know what to do, but I just know I do get a little worried if I don't see them. With the gang around town.
Yeah. So
then we always ask, my husband and I go back and forth, like, have you seen the turkey?
Okay, so this seems like a strange relationship you have with the turkeys.
Yeah, it's kind of love-hate.
Yeah, on one end, you're like, we got to get these turkeys out of here. And when they are gone, you're like, where the hell are the turkeys? I miss them. Mm-hmm. So which camp are you in?
Oh, I don't know. I kind of sit in the middle because they're annoying, but at the same time, they're kind of like the toasted turkeys. They're like there. And then when they're not there, you're like kind of worried about them.
Yeah. My question is around middle of November, do you see some turkeys disappear ever, or?
Yeah, I don't know. They're more of like a summer gang.
Okay. The summer gang. Yeah, they know when. Well, I've seen them around the winter. I do wonder if someone took out that old Tosa silencer, you know. That little bow and
that's
arrow, you know what I mean?
The middle of November.
Yeah.
You got to feed your family somehow, yeah, you know?
A gunshot, that would raise some eyebrows, but the... Nope. No eyebrows raised, just a turkey fall.
Yeah, maybe a guillotine arrow.
That's true.
A guillotine arrow?
Have you ever seen those?
No.
They literally just have like a blade on the end of the thing and they shoot right at their neck and their head pops
like
off.
A straight blade?
Yeah.
Not like the arrow blades.
Or like, a BB gun?
BB gun,
that
yeah.
Hurt them?
Well,
is that going to take down a turkey?
No, BB gun with one of them turkeys? No, that's like a black bear and a magnum. Or a brown bear and a magnum. They'll just shake that one off. You know, they'll just say you're going to have to do better than that.
So have you guys maybe considered steering into the skid and just made them the official mascot of the town and maybe turn it into a tourism event?
Yeah, maybe
start making some money off these turkeys.
So the East could go from the Red Raiders to the Brown Turkeys, you know,
or the Toms.
Oh. There you
go. I mean, I have seen people dressed for Halloween as the Tosa turkeys.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
there's some
as much
lore.
As everybody complains about them, the people, I think, secretly like them.
Well, I think what you guys need to do as a town is I think collectively with everyone that lives there, they can pitch in a little money and you guys, the city can hire someone to be the turkey wrangler. So when they are in the way of traffic, they can do what they can to kind of shoo them across the road and keep them out of everyone's way.
That's not a bad idea.
Like a falconeer, but for turkeys.
Sure, the turkey whisperer.
Yeah, whisperer.
Yeah, how about the You Betcha guy does that?
Oh, I like that idea. I like that idea a lot. And I'll manage him. I'll collect the money.
I mean, I'll watch that video over and over. Him running around Tulsa. Wrangling these turkeys.
Sounds like there's a little bit of a hint that you think I couldn't do it very good.
Well,
is that accurate?
I think you would do it great. You could sit at left, grab a beer, watch them because they usually hang out at the bank, and then they cross the street.
That sounds like a good Wednesday morning, just hanging out at the bank, drinking beer, watching turkeys.
And I think Miles should also dress up as one of them so they trust him. So I think we should get Miles a turkey suit. And, you know, just so they know.
Charlie is always trying to dress me up as animals.
I mean, it's kind of my thing.
He really likes it when I put the deer costume on. Now he wants me to put a Tom costume on, and I don't know if I love it.
It's kind of my thing, you know.
Okay, well.
I'll wait for that video.
Okay.
You can have a bush latte. You dress as a turkey.
Tulsa. Okay. Do you want a job? Because it sounds like you could be our content manager.
Yeah.
Is what it sounds like.
Yeah. What are you up to these days?
I mean, I can for sure. I'll ride my bike down and meet y'all.
Okay.
And I'll buy you a bush. Buy you a bush latte. I don't think they serve them at left. You might have to upgrade to maybe a Coors.
Well, whoa. No. I'm out on this job then, if that's what it entails.
Okay, you guys tell me.
What's the interview process look like for the Tom Wrangler?
Ooh, patience.
Well, I'm out. I'm kind of a spaz, so maybe me and turkeys don't mix in that sense.
No, you don't need patience if you got a good turkey call.
Yeah.
Can I hear your turkey call?
No, I don't have a good turkey call.
I'll get you a scratch box.
Yeah.
You can turn them Toms on. You know, just sitting there scratching that box.
Well, I feel like you either way should come and broadcast down at Left and Tulsa.
Okay, that's a great bar.
And then maybe you'll see the gang.
Charlie, we could do a video.
Isn't that a great bar?
We could do a video where I'm in the studio as the reporter, and we're going to cut live to the turkey watch. And
that's the field good.
Interviewing the turkeys.
That's a good bit.
I like it. You guys are on to something.
I just got to get a Kevlar vest because if they don't like me, they're not going to mix bones about it. They'll chase my ass right down that road.
Can just chase them and go,
Oh, geez, Louise.
Oh, geez, there goes the turkey.
Yeah.
Here they come. They don't move real fast. I mean, if they're just, they usually go pretty slow unless they're beef. They still kind of stay there.
Well, they don't need to move for anyone, but if they want someone moving, I've seen those suckers hit 15 knots on the road, you know? That's how they measure it. Knots.
Yeah, I mean they'll take off when necessary, but otherwise, in the morning when I drive my son to school, they take their precious time on skate.
They can't be bothered. That's their territory.
Yeah, at the school, you know, it's like, oh, you were tardy. You know, it's like I was turkey tardy today, though.
Turkey
it doesn't
tardy.
Count.
I was.
Yeah, instead of bringing a doctor's note, you just got to bring a photo of the turkeys on the road, and then they'll be like, okay, that's fine, but maybe take a different route tomorrow, okay?
That's true.
That's actually legit.
I bet you someone's done that. Yeah. Well, thank you for calling in here today.
Well, thank you. And Charlie, I wanted to thank you. You think you dropped off a book for my husband. He had cancer in the past year, and you were kind enough to drop off a book and say hi to your folks. Shirt or somebody in your
my pleasure
your organization
my pleasure. Miles is laughing because he thinks that your husband has used that to prop up the coffee table. So has he read it at all? That silence is deafening. Okay. Oh, nice. He has read it. See, Miles?
No, we for sure loved it because you wrote about your grandpa Marquette, where my son goes, and like there's 100 relatable things.
There you got it. Oh, well, that's super cool. Well,
there you go, Charlie. What a good day. You found someone that finally read the book.
Thank you, Miles.
Let's go,
it's
dude.
A red letter
can
day.
You guys just say hi to him quick?
Yeah, your husband?
What's his name?
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm Brian.
Brian, how you doing? How you feeling?
Yeah. Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. Instead of follow-up today, everything's clear, so I'm good to go.
Oh, let's we're go, so dude. Happy for you. That's
I'm
going to
drink a beer to that.
Yeah, cheers
hell
to that.
Yeah.
We're raising
I'm gonna
glass.
Have a I'm going to have a beer tonight. Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
I love that. So what? Another follow-up question. What did you think of the book?
I thought it was awesome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I liked it.
Another follow-up question.
Good Wisconsin. Go ahead.
Oh, did you kill those turkeys? Brian,
what's that?
Did you kill those turkeys? You don't have to say it loud. We know.
Oh yeah,
you did. What'd you get them with?
Yep.
Did you get them with?
Oh yeah, you know a 12 gauge.
12 gauge. Okay. Oh, you weren't even. You yeah. didn't even.
He
need
did it
the
on the,
silencer.
No, he did it on the 4th of July under the cover of the fireworks.
Hey,
smart man.
There you got it.
Very
okay.
smart man.
You got that freezer full?
Oh yeah. Oh,
good,
yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
They send in the kids to school, and every single day they have turkey sandwiches.
Well, good for you. Okay.
Yeah, it was
nice
good to meet
shot.
You, Brian. Yeah, we're happy for you. This is awesome news.
Congratulations. You got anything you want to buy, sell, or trade while we got you on the horn? Maybe a turkey mount?
No. A turkey mount.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, you keep her moving and good luck with it. And we hope you continue to show no signs of recurrence on the old cancer deal there. Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks keep for moving. Huh?
Yeah. And thanks watch for out for turkeys.
In,
all right. We'll see you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye all right,
now. What a good family.
Seriously.
Now, I didn't bring it up, but. We don't have turkeys as much in Fargo, but there's a lot of geese running across the road.
Oh, geese own the towns, every single town.
And I'll just lay on the horn. I'm not ashamed of it. I'll just get it, creep up to them, honk on the horn until they move out of the way.
Now, geese come with their own horns.
Yeah,
so they can
true.
Honk right back at you. That's
as long
the
as they're on the side of the road honking at me, I don't care.
Yeah.
Get them out of the middle of the road.
Hell yeah. Now, do they do the shooting? To like scare them and have them fly off. They shoot blanks. They're like the police will shoot blanks. I've seen that.
I don't know if it gets that bad that we got to get the police involved.
Well,
yeah.
There are some counties here where I've heard that's their goose control. DNR gets out there, shoots a couple blanks. But I think some guys, you know, might accidentally fill.
Oh, I accidentally. Yeah. I thought it was a blank.
Set an example, you know, that's a shame, though, because geese, they mate for life. Do you know that?
I did not. They're I thought not that was just ducks. Or do ducks
loons? Yeah. Loons. I don't know if ducks do. That's a good question.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Should we take another caller?
Let's do it. We were talking in the intro about spicy food, and you know, you had that great idea for mint gum because you didn't want to ask for milk. But I've got an idea, and it just came to me. Next time Anna's in that spicy situation, you don't have to get her milk. Just ask for a tippy cow.
Oh my God.
Because there is milk.
Why didn't I think of that before?
I was sitting right there, Miles. I should have
thought about
it. I
even had a little shooter of tippy cow on my belt that dinner.
Did
I should have whipped
really?
It out.
God, I wish
I had my tippy cow utility belt on and I didn't even jump to that. I should have.
You're like Schemer from Shining Time Station with the little money. You ever watch Shining Time Station?
Yep,
and
absolutely.
You got the little belt concoction with some tippy cow on that. Shout out if any of you got that reference.
I don't think there's a better combo than spicy hot wings and some tippy cow.
Ooh, no.
A little
not
spice,
at all.
A little something to cool you off, a little spice, something to cool you off, alternating.
It's a neutralization tactic, you know, and that's what you got to go for, okay?
You got to find neutral, just like you're on your Harley, Charlie.
Yeah, exactly.
Harley,
it's
Charlie.
Tough to find the neutral sometimes, I've heard. So
if you guys find yourself in a spicy situation, nothing better to cool you off than an ice-cold glass of tippy cow.
Tip it on back. Welcome to the Bellied Up Podcast. Who we chit-chatting with?
Hey, it's Nick from South Florida.
Okay. Nick from South Florida.
How's the weather down there?
Well, it's about 115.
It's swassy out there in Southern Florida.
I'm sweating just thinking about it, Charlie.
Yeah, geez Louise.
I'll tell you what, the swass is a real concern right now.
Okay, yeah, it's swampy enough to have a boa constrictor swimming around.
You got
to
only wear black shorts down there so you're not exposing all the sweat stains. Gray shorts are a no-go.
No.
Yeah, this is the time of year where underwear is optional.
Okay. I like that. You need a little cool breeze up in there. I like
there
it.
There you go. Going commando down in Florida.
You definitely need to have some ventilation.
Yeah.
All right.
But not too much ventilation. That'll get you in jail. So make sure there's a fine line.
You can free ball it. Just remember to zip the fly up. All right. So what's on your mind?
All right. So I was calling today to talking about a situation at the bar. If you're at the bar and your ex-girlfriend's also at the bar, can you hit on another girl?
Yeah. I mean, ex is the key word in that sentence, you know?
I actually think you should hit on girls even harder when she's there.
Wow. And that, now, let's hang on, Miles. I'm having some second thoughts here. Who broke up with who?
I would say it was her idea, kind of mutual.
Okay. Did she, all right, if it's her idea, did you like cheat on her? Did you do anything like that?
Nope. There's no bad blood whatsoever. We're on really good terms. So that's why I was worried about the etiquette.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
all
here's
right.
another question. Do you kind of want her back?
Got a crotch rocket going on back there.
Do you kind of want her back?
Yeah, I would say in a perfect world, I wouldn't mind, but it's,
well,
I don't know.
In that case, you're definitely going to want to hit on someone else at the bar.
Jealousy is a big time motivator.
Yep. If she sees what she had and, you know, humans, I don't care if you're a fella, I don't care if you're a gal, whatever it is, we're all just a bunch of muskies. Okay, and we're just sitting there in the water. And when that lure comes by, if you see us sitting there in the water, we're muskies now, and you keep casting your lure at us and you slow it down in front of our face, we can get that. We don't need it. But if you zip it right by, and boom, you got it. You know, we are nothing but fish chasing lures. I tell you that right now. I don't know why you're laughing. I'm speaking truth, fella. Okay. I mean, there's no joking about that.
Charlie, preach.
We are nothing. You know, we are nothing but fish. That's why they say plenty of fish in the sea. Well, how do you catch one of them fish?
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
That is true. You know, I haven't heard it put in terms of musky talk. So that's why I thought it was kind of funny.
Sometimes just takes a news perspective for him to understand, Charlie. That's why you're the best in the biz.
Hey, thank you. You know, I do what I do. That's why you call for all the relationship advice. You get it right here. Let me ask you this question. Why did she break up with you? What was the reason?
We just got a little too tipsy cowed one night and got into an argument, and that was that.
Hang on. You got drunk and you got in an argument? Was there anything weird that happened?
I think we asked that.
Not really. We just kind of got into an argument, and we were both just like, you know, I don't like to fight. You don't like to fight. Let's stop fighting.
Okay. Well, they do say that drunk words are sober thoughts, so maybe that's, I don't know. But question is, if you are thinking about hitting on a girl at the bar, what's going to be your strategy? Do you have anything in mind to make her jealous?
Well, the reason I'm calling is because it kind of happened about a week ago.
I like that. Getting advice in retrospect is always the way to do it. So what? walk us through that night. You step into what bar? What bar?
We go to the bar that I work at. So this is where I bartend.
This is your home turf.
Wait.
Yeah, this is my home turf.
Hang on. She went to the bar that she knows you work at?
she did.
Okay, that's a good sign for you.
Yeah, you know she kind of wanted to see you that night.
Okay, continue on. What happened?
I had a hunch. So we get there, and, you know, we dated for 4 years, so we've got a lot of the same mutual friends. So we're kind of, like, in the same crowd a little bit. And I was walking over to get a few drinks from the waitress, and a woman stopped me that recognized me from working here. And, you know, she was a beautiful girl. So she starts talking to me for a while, and her and I start chatting for a bit, I'd say in a more friendly manner. And then when I'm done with the conversation, she was pissed.
Oh, let's go, dude.
Man.
That's awesome.
There are still some feelings there.
What, I love it.
How did you know she was pissed?
Because she told me.
Yeah. She quite literally said, hey, I'm pissed.
She said that was rude. And I didn't know if I'd just crossed some etiquette there. And I, for some reason, felt bad.
Well, feeling bad isn't bad. It means you still like now. Are you dating this other gal now, or was this just a flirty deal, or did you guys exchange a little saliva in the bar?
No, there's no swapping saliva unless she took a sip of my Yingling without me looking. The window was there. But I felt like when I was talking to her, I could feel the daggers of eyes in my back.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of just, I finessed my way out of it as unathletically as I could.
Yeah, so what did you say to her when she told you she was pissed? What was your response?
I said, just played it completely blind, and I just said, about what?
Oh, God.
Pretended like that, like I didn't just have a whole conversation.
You are so in the right in this particular situation. You're having a conversation with another person in the bar. Like, what's the most flirty thing you did? Like, were you guys like touching each other's hands? You didn't kiss. So, like, you are a single guy. Like, her having a problem with you having a conversation with someone else, I don't think that's rude. I think you're well within your limits. I mean, is there something you're not telling us here?
That's what I thought. And for some reason, I just felt like maybe I had, disrespectful etiquette because she was there.
Okay. Well, let's do this for a second. A little exercise here. Why don't you put yourself in her flip-flops for a second, okay? She comes in. You go into the bar that she works at. Let's just pretend she works at a bar. And then all of a sudden, she is hitting on this fella. How would you feel?
I don't think I'd be too prime for it, but I think I would just keep it to myself.
You think?
You just get blackout drunk and deal with it later.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm gathering.
Is that what you would do?
Yeah. No, definitely not. I just feel like I probably wouldn't put myself in that situation.
What was, when you guys got drunk and broke up, what was the argument about?
That was the worst part. It was one of those lights on, no one's home type nights.
So you don't even remember what you guys broke up about?
I remember. It was a little hazy. But yeah, I'll admit it was a little hazy. Okay.
But nobody was disrespectful to the other. It was just a straight up argument. And like, you didn't find anything out the next day. There were no low blows or anything like that.
Well, there was definitely some like word low blows for sure in there.
Okay. Do you know what you said?
We got to get some strategies for him here to get her back.
He wants to get her back.
Miles, I need that information in order to get back. Let's say that he said something bad, then, we got to rectify that in order to help solve the problem,
I think one thing that he could do is he should start. I think you should take a moment out of the movie Grease.
Oh,
I don't know if you remember the movie Grease.
Sure do.
They broke up, spoiler alert.
Oh, absolutely.
And then what happens when, at the end of the movie, when Sandy shows up to a little fair at the end of the movie,
Oh.
She's wearing a lot of leather.
Yeah.
And she's smoking cigarettes.
Ah, that.
So I think that that might be a move you could try out.
There
I want you,
you
to. Charlie just invested in a new Harley Davidson.
Yeah.
Think you got to get yourself a motorcycle, get some leather.
Uh-huh.
And just start smoking cigarettes if you aren't already doing that. And that will change someone's tune a little bit.
It will. You'll get lung cancer and she'll feel bad about it.
You kind of like. You
that is the best advice I've heard.
Just do the grease. Grease lightning.
You know what? I guess that's
it. The only issue here is, say this works. Like, this is the money plan, right? I show up in the leather.
Uh-huh.
Things start to get hot and heavy. I'm circling back now. Leather in South Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Well, just get the assless chaps
there
version. Then you don't got to worry about the swass.
Now we're talking.
Okay.
It's
okay.
It's an air-cooled engine you got going on there.
That's genius. I don't know if the Harley is going to be an option, so I hope she doesn't mind if I'm on
the
bike.
No, the thing is you don't even need a Harley. You just need a helmet.
That's true.
Right? You walk into the bar with a helmet and full leather and a bandana smoking cigarettes. No one knows that you don't actually have that you showed up in an Uber.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you think people might get the wrong impression if I'm wearing a helmet while I'm getting out of a car?
Well, you just got to have them drop you off a block down the road, man. You're not going to just pull up to the front door.
Yeah, use your noggin, dude. It's more than a helmet rack.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah, just be like, God, there was nowhere to park up front. I had to park down the block, and then they look outside, and there's no cars in the parking lot.
Yeah, this sounds like it's foolproof.
Well, we're excited for you because I think, you know, one day when you're married to this gal, you got a couple little kiddos running around. You'll be thinking back to how somehow you rearranged the situation in the both of your favor. And I think you can thank us.
And then they could have a grease themed wedding as well.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
We'll only wear leather for the rest of our days.
Grease lightning, baby.
Why?
So I also have another question for you guys.
Sure.
So I was born and raised down here in South Florida until I was about 14. And my mom packed our stuff and we moved to the UP.
Nice. Love the UP.
A Uper transplant is what it sounds like.
Transplant, exactly.
Yeah. So I did high school up in the UP. And then I've moved right back down, and I've been here for 20 years, and I lived in the UP for about 4 years. What do I classify as a Midwesterner?
Yeah. Look, if you've lived in the UP for any extended period of time, I mean, the UP is Midwest on steroids.
That's baptism by fire is what we call
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, you don't live in the UP for any significant period of time and not have that Midwest coursing through your blood. You know, you are absolutely a Midwesterner. Congratulations.
Okay. I was going to say, all right. I thought so. I considered myself probably like 25% Midwesterner because I call that, you know, home. Everyone still lives there, but I didn't know if I had enough time there.
Sure you do.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think we can rule that, yeah, you're at least 75% Midwestern.
Yeah.
Bump those numbers up.
Yeah.
I say, oh.
There you go. I mean, you can be a Midwesterner at heart, too. And, I mean, you've already surpassed that. You've done your time, fella.
All right. Well, I appreciate the approval.
Yeah, there you go, man. Well, we appreciate you calling in. Hopefully, we gave you some good advice there. It took us a little bit, but I think we found a good solution.
Yeah,
Charlie.
We always do the roundabout way. We do the scenic route to the good advice there.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, I like it. I'm going straight to the leather store as soon as we get off.
Yeah, right. Send us a picture of what you look like, okay?
I'm gonna go for the boots from Reno 911.
Hell yeah! There you got it.
New boot goofing.
Genuine officers, free payment.
There we go, man. Well, thanks for calling in, and good luck. Good luck on your new journey here.
Thanks, fellas. Good talking to you.
All right, we'll see you now. Wow, Miles.
He's in a very interesting spot. the post breakup, jealousy, the whole thing. And it's like,
oh, to be young.
To be young again.
You know? Wow. Yeah, that is nice. You know,
we didn't tell him that's going to be a tough pill to swallow. She's going to counterpunch here. They're going to go to that bar again, and she's going to start flirting it up with another guy. But it was maybe better for us to not.
She may
upset
even,
him.
Yeah, she may even do a social media post with another guy, slip some into a story, you know, of like just like her at dinner, you know, with like two plates in front and like just the speck of a man's hand on the other end.
Yeah.
A little hair on the knuckles.
Maybe a cryptic tweet will go out.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe song lyrics. Yeah, something like that would be good.
Well, he's got a rocky road ahead. Yeah. But, you know, if he wears it, well, and by it, I mean the leather, he'll be able to venture down that path no problem.
Yep, absolutely. Well, Charlie?
Hey.
I think that was another episode of the Bellied Up Podcast.
Yep. Live from Zad's in Milwaukee, folks. We are signing off. And don't you forget to tip your bartender.
See you in the next one. Love you guys.
Bye-bye.